get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick O'Casey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. She made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks." We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
to G. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. Was once a year, they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all
would
hear us.
In all the
off. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight, giving you the very best that the local music scene has to offer. We have a jam-packed high-energy show. Tufts is still under lockdown, so this is a pre-recorded show. So we have segments coming in from all four corners of the world. So we have Angel Wood with your Boston Missions Songs of the Week. We have Suze with a concert report. We have a high-energy performance from The Dents going back to February of 2003. And, of course, we have musical segments from your favorite On the Town DJs. We have Andrew, Pat, Lils, Phil, and we're going to kick things off with Joe Ellen right after this public service announcement. You're On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO. We are pre-recorded for your protection.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO, the COVID-19 broadcast from home edition. Just a reminder that this is a pre-recorded show. Tufts University, where we are based, is closed, and we are not at the station. All of the DJs that are involved with On the Town with Mikey D are recording all of our segments from the safety of our homes. I'm Joellen, and I'm starting to set off with four-piece suit and their rendition of Old Cape Cod to commemorate the long lines of traffic over the Sagamore Bridge that we are not experiencing, and the crowded beaches that we are also not experiencing. All of the markers of a beginning of a summer season that Memorial Day should have brought, but it's missing because we're still under quarantine. Go sit by an open window and let the breeze kind of take you away. We're going to let this play out, and then we'll have another song to remind us of the exodus that college students usually make at the end of May. That also didn't happen. We'll be hearing Consonant's song, That Boston Life. Stick around, we have got a lot of rock to get to.
social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I first heard this song while listening to a live stream by Jeff Robbins, the lead singer of Orbit. The song is called Stuck in the House, off of what's affectionately known as the Lost Album. This album was delivered to the label just before they got dropped by the label, so it hasn't been officially released. You can find it, though, on streaming media, so go check it out. This is Orbit, with a song that I think we can all relate to, called Stuck in the House.
I'm stuck in the house, but it feels alright.
So good.
Beatrice Beware, who come to you with his black and starless hair on fire. Though it's not as if he's a bad and he means well. Beatrice, don't stare, don't make me rhyme, you know what, with desire. If I'm bad, I mean well. Gathering so ungodly early, and that's why this IRC channel burned 900 days. Beatrice, that shirt is kind of embarrassingly girly, but it's not as if you're bad. Thank you.
We just heard a brand new release off of the Gypsy Moth's self-titled EP. It's called The Continuing Story of Arthur Duffy. They live streamed their release, and hopefully we'll be seeing them soon to play for us in person. Before that, a special shout out to my young friend Beatrice, who just turned 18 and graduated high school. That was Francine with their song Beatrice, The Cricket Mix. I don't know where you could find The Cricket Mix. This is one of those special nuggets that I found on a hard drive of mine. I downloaded it, who the heck knows how long ago, but I'm pretty glad it's there. We started the set off with Stars Like Ours, with the title track of their two-song EP, Love in a Parking Lot. It was released in 2018. They are 2018 Rumble finalists, I think. I love them. And if you love them, you're going to be pretty psyched to listen to the band that our fearless leader, Joel Simkes, has dug out of the audio vault. Stick around for a previously recorded live performance of The Dents, recorded in Studio D back when we could be there. The Dents, our live band for this week on the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Up next, another band that has a brand new release, just released last week. We'll now hear from Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion and their song, Boris Frankenstein's Nightmare.
WMFO Medford.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Last spring, On the Town with Mikey D celebrated 30 years on the air on WMFO, and we were lucky enough to get a couple of bands to reunite and play the show. One of those bands was Permafrost, and I never got to see them in the day, so I was very grateful to be able to see them play for our 30th anniversary show. Let's hear a little Permafrost right now. This is a
upstairs doing coke with all the birds and all the blokes.
WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. This is a pre-recorded show, so you can't really call in with requests, but you can send us a line on the Facebook, on the town with Mikey D. And now here's a block of music from Phil Fleming on the town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford.
give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. Boy, we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
This is how we end. Before that was Hometown from Bird Brain out of Roslindale. It's been a while since I've played that one. That one was fun. Cliffs of Dunedin gave you Through an Open Window. And I started all of that off with some nice, big, loud Den Mothers. That was Borrow, Beg, and Steal. Yes, this is 91.5 WMFO. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. You just heard a retro block. Now, keep listening.
91.5 WMFO Medford. What's up, you cool babies? It's On the Town with Mikey D, and it's your socially distant pre-recorded hostess Lils coming at you with a fresh block of tunes. Me and my On the Town cohorts are still unable to record in the WMFO studios, but we're safely away in our respective locations. I myself have fled the city and I'm broadcasting out of a shotgun shack hidden deep in the Berkshires, where you'll never be able to find me. You can tell because there's birds, you see, and that this is a thing that I actually did, and didn't just add it in post. Anyway, let's get things rolling. Stick around later in the show for an unearthed performance by The Dents, ripped straight from the Studio D archives, but for now, here's a new one from Greenpeace. It's Ride the Wave.
Is it time to play? I want to ride.
Yeah.
WMFO Medford.